We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davya ben Menachem Yishem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas of Leo. We are in Erechin Perites Mishnah Aleph. Hamocher es sadehu bishas hayovel. Person who sells his field at the time that yovel is in effect, yovel is in force. Eino mutar ligol pachus mishtei shanim. It's not permitted to redeem that field from the seller. This is not hekdesh. This is just selling a field. He can only redeem it after a minimum of 2 years. Shneamar, based on the pasuk, b'mispar shnei tivuos yim karlach. Shnei tivuos, two years of producing crops. So that's the minimum amount. So what is this about? So the Torah says, va'aretz lo simacher litzmisus. That means that the land cannot be sold for eternity. No one, a person has a steachuzah, if it's sold, he's really not selling it forever. He's only doing, when you sell a steachuzah, you're selling the crops that the field is going to produce from the time that you sell it till Yovel comes. So that's why these fields like this are not sold forever. That's the concept of Yovel. Everything goes back to the original owner of that steachuzah. But it also says, b'mispar shnei tvuah, yim karlach. So on the one hand, that tells us that a seller, if he wants to reacquire the field from the person who he sold it to before Yovel, he has the right to do that. He redeems it. He refunds the money, whatever's left till Yovel. Obviously, it's going to be less money because the years have passed. So if the field was sold for $1,000 before Yovel, so he can redeem it 5 years later for $500. So, and the person who bought it has to allow the original owner to redeem the field by paying whatever is left till Yovel. The only chiddush for the Mishnah here is that he's not allowed to redeem that field until the person who bought it is able to use the field for a minimum of 2 years. That's what it means here. B'mispar shnei tvuos yimer kolach. It sold to him after that person had the opportunity of shnei tvuos. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha'isa shnashi dafon v'yera kon oshvias." Let's say one of those 2 years. We say the minimum of them years, based on shtei tevuos, have to pass before it's redeemed. So, what if one of those years is a shnashi dafon? Let's say it's the crops were wind blasted, yera kon. They turned green, turned yellow. They all dried out. Or it's a year of shmita, shvias. So says the Mishnah, "Eina ola lo min aminyan." That's not considered, that's not part of the count, which means that doesn't count towards the 2 years. So the person who bought the field should have it for a minimum of 2 years, and 2 years where he's able to use the crops. So these years that are not productive, either because the crops were ruined or because it's a year of Shemitah, so you can't really harvest in the normal way, so these do not count towards those years. What about Nara Ohovira? Let's say the buyer plowed the field, but it didn't plant it during those 2 years. Or Hovira, he left it completely fallow, where he had the potential to plant and harvest, but he didn't do so, then those do count towards the 2 years. The idea, of course, is because the Torah says shnei tvuos. Shnei tvuos means not that he's able to harvest two tvuos during those 2 years, the crops, but rather he has the potential to do so. Now, this halacha of a minimum of 2 years is a prohibition both for the buyer and the seller. So let's say even the buyer says, okay, I'll sell it back to you, after a year. So the seller is not allowed to do that. The pasuk says, b'mismar shonim achar hayovel tikneme samisecha. So this is a positive commandment that it should be b'mismar shonim, plural, achar hayovel. When can he buy it? Only after 2 years. So that is an iser asay both on the buyer and the seller that it has to be a minimum of 2 years. Then the Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar Omer, and we assume that this Rabbi Elazar, although it's mentioned by only by Rabbi Elazar, that the Chachamim would agree with this, and he says the following: Micharol olifei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say the field was sold to the purchaser before Rosh Hashanah, Vimalei Peros, and it's full of crops which can be harvested almost immediately. The buyer can end up eating, literally, consuming three crops over the 2 years. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that the buyer, although he can get two crops in less than 2 years, we give him the 2 years, gets the full 2 years, and if that 2 years brings him to able to harvest three crops, because right when he bought it, there was already ready, so then he's able to harvest those three crops. And the buyer has no obligation to return the field to the seller, also the way he received it. So that doesn't mean, oh, well, you received paved it full of cars. Kind of like when you rent a car, oh, you have to return it full of gas. No, that's not true. When you bought it, it was full of crops. You don't have to return it that way. You can harvest that third crop, which is ripe a couple of months before you have to return the field, before the 2 years have elapsed. You're able to do that and harvest three crops, and that's all. Where do we learn this from? Because the pasuk says, "Bimispar." We said Shnei Tivuos is the language of the Pasuk. Now, we could have said Mispar Shonim, which means just the 2 years, no matter what. It could have said Mispar Tivuos, which is the number of crops. But the fact that it says Shnei Tivuos, which means crop years, not two Tivuos, but rather the Shnei Tivuos, which means years of minimum two, but Tvuos as well, that teaches us that he has to have the harvest for 2 years, even if it's more than two crops. It's harvest years. It's two crop years that he's given. Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Mechara l'rishon b'maneh, u'machar harishon l'asheni b'masayim. Here the Mishnah speaks about a case where the seller sold his steach, who's a four, maneh is 100 zuz, 100 dinar, and then the buyer sold it to someone else. So Reuven sold it to Shimon, for the owner is Reuven, and he sold his steach, who's a four, 100 zuz to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it to Levi for 200 zuz. So now Reuven, who is the original owner, wants to redeem the field. He's able to do so after 2 years, as we said, and he wants to redeem it from Levi, from the second buyer, which he has the right to do once 2 years have elapsed, and 2 years have to elapse from the original still, not after Shimon sold it to Levi. So this is what he does. So how much is he going to pay? After all, the price was different. Eino mechashev Elohim Arishon. When the seller wants to redeem his field, the Reuven, how do we calculate? He pays based on the purchase price of the first buyer. So let's say Reuven sold the field to Shimon for 100 zuz for 10 years, meaning only 10 years are left till Yovel. So that means that if it's 100 zuz for 10 years, I mean the annual price is going to be 10 zuz. If let's say 5 years now have passed since that original sale from Reuven to Shimon, so Reuven pays 50 zuz to Levi, who is holding the field from whom he redeems it. Now, had we calculated the price based on Levi's purchase price, so then each price, that which was 200 zuz, so then how much would be the yearly price be? Would it be 20 zuz for those years? So, and he would have to pay hundreds is to redeem it. No, he says pays only 50 because we take the lower price. And we also always take the lower price. This is derived, we'll see the opposite as well, because we learn from Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is redeemed. Also, the slave, let's say, gains in value. He can redeem himself based on the price where he was sold for. And if he diminishes in value, he can redeem himself. He wants to go out early according to this current price. So we learn that from Eved Ivri. The same thing is true over here. He's mechashev whatever the lower price is. How do we know that this is true? Shenamar, the Mishnah says, lo ish asher machar lo. So what does it mean, lo ish asher machar lo? It teaches us that he pays according to the price that he received from the person that he sold it to, which is the first buyer. Now that's, of course, only we're going to use that pasuk to our favor, to our benefit, in order for the seller to redeem it for the less amount. But we also have to learn that, let's say this first buyer was the bigger price, and the second buyer was the lesser price. So we need a pasuk to prove that as well. Mecharola rishon b'masayim, let's say he sold to the first one for 200 zuz, umachara rishon nasheni b'maneh, and then Shimon sold it to Levi for only 100 zuz, the other way, eino mechashev l'machron. He calculates based on the price of the, when he redeems it. Remember, he's redeeming it based on the years that are left to Yovel and based on the price, original price. So he calculates it based on the second price. What's this based on? Shneamar lo'ish. Lo'ish asher b'socha. So the pasuk says lo'ish asher machar lo. But we look and we focus on the word lo'ish, and it teaches us, which seems to be an extra word, and that says asher machar lo. The one who we sold it to. You don't have to tell me lo'ish. What is lo'ish? Teaches us that there are times when the field will be redeemed, not from the person that it was sold to, but from someone else, that someone else sold to. Lo'ish, the person who's the ish, the person who's now in the field at this point. So based on learning from Eved Ivri, we have sukkim to prove to support that we can always work in to the benefit of the one who is redeeming it, the original seller who wants to redeem it after the 2 years. Then the Mishnah says, Lo yim kor brachok v'yigol b'karov. Speaking about the seller, let's say Reuven, he wants to sell a field which is very far away from where he lives, and he wants to get enough money so he can redeem his stay achuzah, which is closer to where he is. So the halach is he's not allowed to use the money from that sale to redeem the field that's closer. What's this based on? So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk v'hisiga yada umatza kedei geulasa. What does it mean? He's able to arrive at, acquire the means to redeem. That sounds, what's umatza? Oh, umatza implies that how did he get the redemption money? By some new money that he got, not money that he had the whole time. If this there was a field that he owned the whole time, which was distant, and now he's going to sell that, so that was not umatza. So therefore, he doesn't have the right to be mocher barachok, a distant field, to be goel, to redeem a closer field. And the opposite would be true as well. He can't sell a closer field to use the money to redeem a more distant one. But they obviously would be more common to do it in the former way. Then the Mishnah says, Barav Yigol B'Yafa. He's also not allowed to sell the field that's raw, that's not of poor quality. So he has enough money so he can redeem a field of better quality, B'Yafa. Same idea. Lo yilveh v'yigol, v'lo yigol lachatzon. Another halach. He's not allowed to borrow money to redeem it. The borrow money from other people so he can redeem his stei achuza. No, he can't do that because this v'hisiga yado. Hisiga yado implies that the money is his own. He made that money and he didn't have to borrow it from others. And he cannot be redeemed lachatzon. That's based on what? What do you mean half? He has to redeem the whole field or none of the field. Based on the pasuk, kidei geula, so he has enough money for the full redemption. The whole thing, all at one time. Uva hekdesh, the Mishnah concludes, mutter bekulon. Person is makdish his stei achuza, which was the topic of Mishnayos before this, then he's allowed to sell another field in order to redeem it, borrow money in order to redeem it. He's not a problem if he doesn't have the money right now, can borrow. He can redeem half of it if he wants. That is a special halacha that applies to hekdesh. And the Mishnah concludes by claiming, by stating, zeh chomer b'hedyot b'mehekdesh. These halachas that we just see of redemption shows you that there's a chumah that a hedyot has, where you're redeeming a field that was sold to a regular person, as opposed to where it was sold to hekdesh, where we are more lenient, that we allow you to borrow money, or if you came up with some money, to sell another field in order to do so to redeem another field from hekdesh. What's this based on? So there's a brisa that the Gemara brings to explain this in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, why is it matam hechmira hatorah bazeh? Why are we more strict when it comes to a hedyot, a regular person, over hekdesh? So he points out that because in hekdesh there's a disadvantage. What is that? If you're makdish of stei achuza, what happens when Yovel arrives and it wasn't redeemed? It goes to the kohen. So therefore, it's not going to go back to you. So because when it comes to hekdesh, it goes to the kohen if it was not redeemed, we give you these advantages that you can borrow money to redeem and redeem half at one point and half at another point.